Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Delta and Hilton are making changes to their points and miles program. The president's travel ban is getting panned by travelers, and the air you breathe on a cruise ship might be very toxic.
Yeah. Well, at 3:20, Mark digs into the mailbag to answer some of your travel questions. Topics like saving seats on Southwest flights. I do that.
Uh-huh.
And how to get an airline ticket refunded.
At 3:35, Gwen Duncan is here with a segment of interest to all those of you who have special needs while traveling. Gwen has some wisdom, tips, and advice we think will make you a smarter traveler.
Finally, at 3:50, Mark and I will poke a little fun at the airlines with the help of Luis. And it has to do with the way they sell tickets, with a fun bit about what would happen if you bought paint the same way you buy airline tickets.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, and we're grateful you've decided to spend part of it tuned to the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the roof.
Go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys here on KFBK on Super Bowl Sunday. Why is it, Mark, that we always end up with a show on New Year's Day?
It's Christmas.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Christmas. Well, Super Bowl Sunday happens every year because Easter's, it is, by definition, Super Bowl
Sunday. Yes, it is.
Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
But we did draw the short straw. Yes. So, for those of you who compile the ratings, if we're down a little bit, why, we have an excuse this month. What would be our excuse next month?
I don't know. Here's the deal, and you know, I want you to go along with this. When we've got the 49ers and the Raiders in the Super Bowl, we get the day off. Okay? Because nobody will be listening then.
Nobody would be listening, but the possibility of the 49ers being in a Super Bowl anytime soon, I would suggest to you, is fairly remote. This is something.
We'll have to keep the travel guys on the air for some time.
One of my traveling clients sent this to me, pick of the week, and it shows a car window that's busted, and the caption reads, "I had two 49er tickets in the front seat, and some jerk smashed my window and left four more." Yeah, well,
that's
see,
pretty
at least
funny.
You thought it was humorous. I am back in Sacramento, where the weather is pretty much the way it was when I left 2.5 weeks ago.
Well, those that listen on any kind of a regular basis, Mark knows that Mark has been gone a lot. For those that don't, about 2 weeks ago, we did a show. We featured Mark from
Hawaii,
Maui, from Hawaii, and then last weekend he was at the New York Times travel show in New York City, and then from there, still carrying the bag from Hawaii, I might add, went to Key West and hung out there for a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Key West.
Chris Galloway and I took a band of our travelers down to Key West. If that is not on your bucket list, you've got to find a place for it, a spot for it. If you've never been to Key West, and going there on a cruise ship and spending 4 hours does not count.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to drive down the Intercoastal Waterway and over all the bridges and the keys and see the old railroad that Henry Flagler built 100 years ago to get people to Key West and learn a little bit about the history, get the vibe on the way down, maybe stop and marathon at the Turtle Hospital or someplace to have. Hyatt has a beautiful restaurant called Lighthouse to have lunch. Spend a night in Key Largo, eat at the Fish House, which is a great fish restaurant in Key Largo. See the sunset off the back of the Hampton Inn. It's an inexpensive hotel with a great sunset. We didn't get one this year, but boo. But sunsets are kind of things that tend to come and go. Key West is such a unique sort of destination. And if you're from California, if you're from anywhere, end of the road destinations are special. You know, where a long road comes to an end, and Highway 1 ends in Key West. You know, you can't go any further. There's only water.
That's it.
And it's just a great place. When you go to Key West, make sure that you go for lunch on Sunset Key. You take a ferry boat out to another island, and at the Westin Hotel there, they have a restaurant. You could go for dinner, but dinner's very expensive, and lunch is also expensive, but the view is much nicer at lunchtime. So go out to Latitude's restaurant on Sunset Key. Go to the drag show at La Tida. and see either Randy Roberts or Christopher, and I forget what Christopher's last name is, but they alternate, and it's two of the best drag shows you'll ever see. No lip syncing here. These guys are for real. Great entertainers, reasonable prices. Latida is the name of the place that they perform. Make sure you take a sail on the ocean while you're there. There are lots of ways to do that. And make sure that you sample at least two or three or seven different types of key lime pie while you're in town. Because after all, you're a tourist, and that's why you're there. And the people who live in Key West would want me to tell you this. While you're there, just remember that you're in where someone else lives, and it's not like your own personal fantasy land, and that people live there every day, and when you leave, they have to go back to living. So try not to trash the place too badly while you're there. People drink a lot of alcohol, some people who go to Key West, and that tends to reflect in their behavior. Fortunately, I take groups of people who do not imbibe in that sort of behavior. And there's another side of Key West of lots of history. The Hemingway was there, where he drank, where he lived, where he wrote. Six-toed cats still permeate his house. Harry Truman's little White House is in Key West, where he used to go for his getaways and to do important meetings. It is just a magnificently wonderful place. And as you can probably tell, we had a great time. I went with a group of wonderful group of people to travel with. We stayed four nights at the La Concha Hotel, which is not the fanciest, but it's the best location in Key West. You can walk to everything. You don't need a car. You just walk to everything. Or you catch a little shuttle or one of the pedicabs or something like that. Key West, Florida. And you have to go at the right time. If you're from California, you have to go to Key West November to February. And be careful that the hotel that you book, if it's in December or January, has heat. Because not all the hotels down there have heat. Because it doesn't get cold very often.
That's Mark Hoffman. I'm Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys. Mark has traveled to Key West many, many times. And you would, by listening to the last few minutes of what he had to say, you would think that it was the first time he had ever been there. Very good, Mark.
It really was a lot of fun. It's just a great place. And I know, in October they have a thing there called Fantasy Fest.
Here he goes
Fest.
Again. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a news report to do here called Fantasy Fest, where the adults take off their clothes. And I've just been told by people who live there, the people who take off their clothes aren't all porn stars. And put on tutus and wedding gowns, and that's just for the guys, and God knows what the ladies put on, and have crazy parties for a week and a half, and it's called an adult party for a week and a half in Key West, Fantasy Fest. But there are lots of other times of the year when it's just a great place to visit, and I just highly recommend it.
I think a Fantasy Fest sports leisure vacation trip maybe something you're gonna have to add to the catalog next year.
If we don't get to the news, we aren't gonna have time for the news.
I know your people. Okay, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, time for the travel news. What time we have left with Mark Hoffman.
We probably should send the Key West people a bill for that. All right. As we mentioned in the headlines, Hilton is changing they've renamed the H Honors program. It's just going to be called Honors now. Hilton says they are upgrading it with new features. I will tell you that rarely do programs like this get, quote, upgraded. There's some more ways to be able to use points and money, which is rarely to your benefit when you do that. But if you're short points, then sometimes it's a way to use a short point total and get some value out of those points. Hilton is doing a thing called points pooling, where you can pool your points with other people to get enough points to do something, which is something that no one else allows you to do, which is kind of cool. They have a new rewards program, Partner Amazon, so you can use your points to buy things on Amazon. And Diamond members at Hilton are being given an extension. If you don't make your Diamond status, they'll give you a one-time, one-year extension. So that all sounds pretty good on the surface, except as I pointed out, the points and money thing is rarely a good deal for the traveler unless it's your only option. The points pooling thing, Hilton Honors points have the lowest value of any major hotel's frequent traveler points. They are, we call them Hilton pesos, because it takes a wheelbarrow full of them to get anything.
Oh boy.
So the fact that you can combine them with other people, now you have more worthless points than you had before. The Amazon thing, again, is a great thing, but Hilton points are worth so little that it's going to take a lot to buy anything from Amazon. And the extension for Diamond members, the only thing I have to say about that is that's really bad news for Diamond members, because Hilton has a lot of Diamond members. So being a Diamond member at Hilton, which is their highest status, doesn't really get you much of anything. And the fact that they're making that status available to a greater number of people will make it even more worthless. Delta has added a third option for top-tier elites. Apparently now, if you travel 125,000 miles, 140 flights, or spend $15,000 with Delta, actually you have to do two of those things, which is their top tier, you now get to choose your benefits from a list instead of just being given certain benefits. So that's hypothetically better until you realize that the complimentary Sky Club access that used to come with that benefit status is now one of the ones that you have to choose from. So once again, when you look closer, probably the frequent traveler has taken it in the shorts. Doesn't apply to too many people, just the very top tier at Delta. Department of Transportation, you've got one more week to weigh in till February 13th with the DOT to give the government a piece of your mind if you want people not to be able to make cell phone calls on airplanes. The DOT is reconsidering this. They're going to, you have until February 13th to make your comment. Go to travelguysradio.com. And on our news link there, on our news list, you will find a link to the Department of Transportation. You can go there and give them your opinion about whether or not people should be allowed to use cell phones on planes. If you don't go and give them your opinion, and it turns out that they are allowed to use them, then don't complain to me later. TWA building, the old TWA building at Kennedy Airport. Have you ever been there, Tom?
I have not.
Here's a picture of it. The old building, the old terminal at TWA, which when it was built in the 60s was considered to be the most modernistic airline terminal anywhere.
It looks like something out of Disneyland.
The Jetsons kind of thing. Yes, it's being made into a new hotel. We reported on this earlier, and construction has now started on the hotel, and it will be open within about 18 months, and I think that a sports leisure group is going to have to stay there for certain. The president's directive for travel ban is not going over well with travelers. Skift surveyed 1,500 travelers across the country, found that 57% of them are against it. And as you might expect, the opposition is stronger in the West and in the East, which are the sides of the country that voted less for Mr. Trump. And they are the disagreement is lower in the Midwest and the South. That was done, a survey done by Skift. So why would we mention this on a travel program? Well, because it's starting to impact travel, and it may start to impact the decisions that people make to come to the United States. It possibly could impact the way U.S. travelers are treated in other countries. And if so, then that would be important to all of us. Is the air on cruise ships dangerous to your health? A new report from the German Environmental Association claims that air pollution levels are much higher on cruise ships than the levels found in natural air settings, as much as 200 times higher for particles, things that you would be breathing in the air around a cruise ship, particularly if you're out on the deck when one is sailing around in the water. The cruise ship people, the Cruise Lines International Association says these are unsubstantiated claims of this study. We don't know about these measurements because we have no way of substantiating them. So we'll find out. We'll just wait and see. Maybe this is true. Maybe it's not. But it makes logical sense that all that stuff, the steam stack is spewing out on a cruise line, might not be good to you. Spirit Airlines is reducing the size of approved carry-on bags.
Of course they are.
Because they charge you. You know, if you bring on something that's bigger than a shoebox, you used to be able to bring 2,688 cubic inches.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're dropping that about 25% to 2,016 cubic inches. I don't know how they came up with that number exactly, but this is important to know. I went online to figure this out earlier today. A square foot is a little over 1,700 cubic inches. So that means if the rule is 2,000, and I don't know what their exact numbers are, but you can basically draw something that's a foot by a foot by a foot. If it's bigger than that, Spirit is going to charge you to carry it on. God help us if that airline ever comes to Sacramento. And if you're allergic to nuts, it could get you kicked off the plane. A family of four on a recent American Airlines flight were removed from the plane because two of their children suffered from nut allergies. According to the American Airlines spokesman, the pilot determined it would be best for the family not to travel based on the severity of the allergy and the need to divert the airplane if anyone were eating nuts. So maybe perhaps a little sanity is starting to come to the airlines on nut eating on planes, and that's your travel news for today.
We are the Travel Guys. Follow along at TravelGuysRadio.com. Stick around in 3 minutes. We dig into the Travel Guys Radio mailbag. You'll love it. That's next.
So,
yeah,
Mr. Other Travel Guy.
Yeah, make sure to remind folks what's coming up at the last segment of the radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When we're going to talk about if airline tickets were sold the same way paint is sold. Or if paint were sold the same way airline tickets is sold. Probably a better description.
There you go. And it will be a dramatic reenactment. So you'll know.
You might want to turn down the sound of the Super Bowl at 3:50.
Oh, yeah. Tell your friends about this. This is not something that happens never.
Speaking of which, who do you like in the game? We just talked during the break and decided that we didn't really care much. But
you know, who do I like to win or who do I think is going to win?
Exactly.
Well, I think the Patriots will win the game.
Uh-huh. The Patriots win anytime they're against somebody who hasn't been there before, generally.
Pretty much, yeah. I would say this is pretty much a shoe-in. I'll be real surprised. There's a possibility it may get close, but...
As I told you, I always dislike the Atlanta Braves baseball team, so therefore there's no reason to root for the Falcons, but I don't really have a dog in this race. I'm with you. I like... New England, I think it possibly might not be very entertaining. New England might win big.
I'm going with Lady Gaga at halftime as being the highlight of the day.
I predict the president will tweet about Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah,
within 24 hours of the Super Bowl.
You mentioned earlier, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've heard so much about it. The new Budweiser commercial where they. The
immigration thing.
Yeah,
which,
it's about the two original creators of Budweiser and meeting. And
some people are kind of up in arms, but it's important to know that the Budweiser folks decided on this commercial or this concept back in September. So the fact that it's incredibly topical right now is probably just their good luck and good marketing and good decision making or whatever. But anyway, it's
coincidental.
I think it's a of all controversy aside, I think it's a remarkable commercial that tells a great story about their product. So anyway, we told folks we would dig into the mailbag. We don't do this really often enough. You can go to travelguysradio.com. There is a little form. You can send in a question or something like that. I will try to answer them personally for you, answer as many of them as I can. We will try to answer a few of them on the air. Erica wrote and said she flies Alaska Airlines. She hears them talking about a baggage guarantee, and she wonders what that's all about. Alaska Airlines indeed has a very unique situation when it comes to delivering baggage. If they don't get it to you 20 minutes after the plane pulls up to the gate, 20 minutes after the door opens is their rule. They will give you a 2,500-mile voucher for good to add to your Alaska miles that you can use towards your next trip. So it's not a cash guarantee per se. I will tell you, however, that perhaps because of that, Alaska is one of the best airlines in the country when it comes to delivering your bags on time. So maybe that was all the incentive that their employees needed.
Yeah, I'd like to see their... their damaged bag count.
You think?
Of trying to move that much baggage so
quickly. Well, and there's been some controversy as to whether that 20 minutes is for the first bag to appear on the belt or for your bag to appear
on the belt. Yeah, my bags always last. I don't know. Somebody's got it in for me.
You're just lucky it's there. Yeah. Okay, Angela wants to know, she has a pet peeve. She says, people get on Southwest flights. Actually, Angela wrote about three paragraphs about this, but I'm
she talking about me?
Going to cut it down just a little bit. She says, people like Tom who get on Southwest flights. Somebody has done something in this microphone and it's kind of disgusting here. People who get on a Southwest, there's a screen on the microphone and it's got something on it. Anyway, people get on Southwest flights and save seats. One seat saving is fine, but five seats.
I've never done the
somebody
five.
Somebody tried to save. How many do you save?
Well, I've saved up to three others besides the one I'm sitting in.
Angela's particularly upset that one of these people got on the plane as a pre-boarder, limped onto the plane, but didn't seem to have any trouble spreading herself across two rows of seats. And Angela wants to know if this is legal and fair. And there's two answers to that. Yes, it's legal. No, it's not fair. I will suggest to you, if you're saving one seat on a Southwest plane for the person traveling with you, that's cool. If you're trying to save a whole section of seats, that's probably not. And here's what I will say to people, and I pulled this off the internet, as you can see in my hand, visual for the people that are watching
on
radio.
I'm not very popular.
There's about
I?
20 pages of things here, no, of people saying different things about people who save seats, particularly on Southwest. And basically what some people say, if someone tells you they're saving a seat and you want to sit there, sit there. Because nobody's going to say anything. Southwest is not going to tell you you can't sit there. If that's the seat you want, then if it's the last aisle seat on the plane and you want it, then take it. If somebody's saving five seats, then sit in one of them, and you'll probably get dirty looks, but that's the way
it works.
Well,
I always preface it, I'm sorry, I'm saving this for somebody who has a infectious cold.
Good Lord.
And you wouldn't want to sit next
to
them, would you?
My wife and two small children are getting on the plane, yeah. Okay, I want to take my dog with me on a trip to Chicago. It's not a service animal, and I don't want to pretend it is. Pat says, but I don't want to put Spooky must be the dog's name, in the cargo hold. Help.
How big is Spooky?
I don't, well, she didn't say, although she said Spooky was a small dog.
Well, under the seat,
Exactly. You can put Spooky in a carrier and carry him on most planes now. I pulled up one from Southwest, says it's $95, and they have complete rules about pet carriers. They will even sell you one if you want one.
My recommendation, being a pet carrier.
Uh-huh.
Get a pet carrier and take your dog with you in it quite frequently, mm-hmm. with little rides to visit family or whatever, so they get comfortable in the carrier, so that when you travel, it's a secure home-like environment for them.
Thomas, perhaps not you, writes and says, I understand that airline tickets are refundable in some cases. And then he goes on and on and on. But I will tell you that, remember, airline tickets are always refundable 24 hours after you purchase them. Okay, a couple more quick ones here. I'm buying new luggage. A long time ago, I remember you giving advice on hard-sided versus soft-sided. Would you give it again? Hard-sided luggage is generally a little bit more durable. But it depends on what you're putting into it. If you buy a lot of things on the road, like bottles of wine, and you want to bring them home, then you want hard-sided luggage. So think about what you're putting in the bag. Also, if you're buying a cheap bag, then I would definitely go with hard-sided versus soft-sided. If you're buying something that's a little more expensive, why, then that's really about a 10-minute conversation. And there's a couple more here about Vegas buffets and bed bugs, but we'll have to save those for another day. TravelGuysRadio.com. You can send us a question, and we'll do our best to answer it on the air. And if not, I'll answer it for you by email. And that's the mailbag for today.
And Gwen Duncan joins us after the news here on KFBK. We're going to talk about special needs travelers. That could be you. You'll get something out of it. That's next on the Travel Guys.
You can travel by road. You can fly by plane. You can take a
We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Who are we?
We are the Travel Guys.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah. Boy, Mark is in rare form today, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't been home for three weeks.
I know. I did. For the listeners, I'm sure they were wondering themselves. He is not Red Bulled or caffeinated. He's in and out burgered.
I'm in and out burgered. That's the only drug I've had. That's my drug of choice on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, but you're spot on today. You're just out of...
Well, I haven't been here really for weeks, amped. And I miss this radio station.
Well, all right. Well, we missed you too. All right.
You guys did a great job. I just want to say, you and Luis, thank you. That whole New York Times thing and all those interviews and getting them back and getting them all ready and playing them in the right order and all that jazz and everything and all that stuff from Hawaii.
As near as we can tell, they were in the right order, right?
Well, yes. And I haven't listened to the tape yet, so I don't really know if they were in the right
Good,
order.
Good, don't.
Okay. Joining us on the Travel Guys is Gwen Duncan, who joins us regularly in part of this insanity, an hour that we call fun on Sunday afternoons. Welcome, Glenn. Gwen.
Hello.
Yeah, Gwen, I'm sorry we're taking you away from probably your favorite pastime, NFL
listen,
football.
I promise we'll get you done right after the kickoff hasn't occurred yet.
No problem.
Gwen, who do you like?
I still call them innings instead of quarters.
Gwen,
what inning are we
in? Who do you like in the game today, Gwen?
What's that?
Who do you like in the game today, Gwen?
Oh. Well, we are in a kind of a blind pool, and we ended up drawing the Patriots. So I guess we're shooting for them. We earn money if they win.
I see. Well, since if you don't have a dog in the race any other way, then what will win you money is the direction you should go.
Yeah, that's good.
Gwen, we asked you here today because you suggested that you had some information for special needs travelers. And I guess that special needs can be anywhere from somebody who needs, we talked about that earlier in the news about the peanut thing on the plane. You know, somebody needs to be on a plane where they're not eating nuts, to somebody who has a severe handicap and a disability. And so tell me what levels that your company deals with. You told me that you have a whole division of folk that works on folks with special needs. So tell me about that.
Yes. Actually, special needs could be everything from having to have a refrigerator in the room wherever you're staying, whether it's a cruise ship or a resort or something, or making sure with the tour operators that they allow for people who have insulin, and all the way up to Braille created menus. And the most common thing, though, is oxygen and mobility, stuff like electric scooters and stuff that most people have an issue with. And it's very difficult sometimes to work with multiple airlines with the oxygen issue. And there are a lot of things that the people who have the disability or their caretakers need to know. There are a number of things you cannot take on a plane in your luggage. Mm-hmm. And you have to get doctor's forms completed. And there are a lot of things that can happen to, and a lot of information that the patient has or the traveler has to feel comfortable about telling if it's an agency that's helping work this out with them. They have to, talk about their limit of mobility as well as what their weight is, their size and weight. Because when we're ordering equipment, that is a consideration. And there's three different sizes of scooters. There's three different sizes of electric cars and different chairs. I mean, and different personal information that we have to have to be able to be effective, to be able to help them.
Wow. It sounds like if someone has special needs, they really need someone who knows what they're talking about and can advocate on their behalf before they travel. Because as you've just indicated, you could arrange for oxygen with a couple. I mean, if you were making an international trip or something and you were arranging for oxygen, if you got there and they didn't have what you needed, then I guess you couldn't get on the airplane and complete your trip. And then you're stuck in a foreign country that you weren't expecting. I mean, you know, it seems like that would magnify and multiply pretty quickly. I mean, most of the trips that I deal with at Sports Leisure Vacations that I personally escort are domestic. I know that occasionally we get requests from people who ask, you know, can I bring my electric scooter? And oftentimes the answer has to be no, unless you personally can handle it all, because those things are heavy.
And, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And bus drivers and tour directors, some of them weigh 50, some even if you break them into parts. And the other problem is if I'm handling it and something happens and you go to put it back together and it doesn't work, then is that my responsibility that it doesn't work, or is it something that's just mechanical with the... So it really does, and those of us who are in that position, we don't want to be in the position of hindering somebody who's traveling. So oftentimes you say no, or you say, look, you have to be able to do this yourself. Well, you know, I'm handicapped and I can't do it myself. So that means in some cases you can't travel.
Well, we have to tell the traveler that they have to have a companion there. Maybe they need help getting on in and out of an airplane toilet. You know, they need to have a companion there to help them. But we've got companies that will deliver the equipment, so you don't have to use it all the way up to, like, say, a cruise. You know, it'll be delivered to the dock, so you don't have to worry about getting it someplace. But oxygen is another story. And I'm going to put a story onto my website so people can see what can happen when you're needing oxygen, which is one, but next to scooters, oxygen is the highest request that we get. Go ahead.
And you mentioned also, Gwen, and I'll tell folks, it's your website is cytravel.com, and there's a link to it on Travel Guys Radio.
Yeah, it's called GoCYTravel.com. Yeah.
And also Special Needs at Sea is another company that can help folks who are taking a cruise and might have some special needs. So there is a company. Now, what about, do you deal with folks who are looking for like a tour company that might deal with folks who have handicaps or...
Yeah, and there are some out there. You can Google and find several of them that will do special trips once or twice a year that completely centered around wheelchair-bound people. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. The main thing is to try not to discourage people from going traveling just because they have a disability. And the world has gotten... to where they're making things more accessible, for sure, especially with the senior market growing. You know, the baby boomers are the largest tour people.
And we are going to travel until we can't stand up.
That's the truth.
We're going to take our dogs and our children and our grandchildren and our house and the sink.
People,
I was just in Fort Lauderdale, Gwen, and just let me tell you that's, you know, of course, where everybody comes and goes for cruises. And people take more luggage when they go on a... There must be some kind of a rule that the cruise lines send out that say you have to have at least 200 pounds worth of luggage before we'll allow you on board the ship.
Well, some of that is changing because of the cost of taking additional luggage. And
Thomas,
a lot of them have limited their formal nights and stuff. But you're right.
Yeah. Thomas, did you have a question for Gwen?
Well, I wanted Gwen to, if she would, just go into in as much specifics as you have, Gwen, in regards to those that do fly with oxygen that need it, let's say, you know, 24/7. Do I understand correctly? Here again, the airlines already have oxygen on board. It's that thing that falls out of the sky when the oxygen in the cabin, the decompression and so forth. So do they have the ability to provide oxygen directly to the person's seated area?
No. You've got that responsibility. And the problem is, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to put this story on my website so people can know the whole story. There are some people going on an organized tour, and the lady needed oxygen. And the tour operator obtained the air, but they weren't allowed to confirm it until 30 days before, which is really not giving the traveler enough time to make arrangements. But we managed with the help of one of my agents here. But there were code share airlines. And so United was wonderful and easy to work with, and Air New Zealand was the worst. And we were working with like three or four different airlines, and they all had different requirements for oxygen and for the size of the batteries and the kind of the batteries. And the lady ended up having to purchase enough oxygen to go for an X amount of time that was required by the airline. But also the battery cost her $500. So, I mean, you have to be real cognizant of which airlines are going to be more helpful and the ones that are absolutely difficult to work with. And then kind of work around that whenever you're taking these, especially the long trips. This one happened to be to Australia, New Zealand. And that's a long flight.
And Tom, I think what you're asking is it possible for the airline to provide oxygen for you out of that same system? And
right.
The answer is no. It's not.
No.
It's specifically
you have to bring your own.
So you
tank
can bring your own. They
have
the ability to be able to accommodate oxygen and stuff on planes, but you have to sit in certain seats. That the oxygen can be and it's limited to, you know, if all of those seats are gone on an aircraft and the plane's sold out, then I'm guessing you
then
can't go.
SOL. And you can't just show up to the airport with your equipment and expect to go on, because it has to have doctor's signatures. You have to send it to the special services for each of the different airlines or the tour operator or whatever. So there are some steps that have to be taken, but I don't want to discourage anybody from going on trips. It is possible. It's just you have to go through a couple of steps, a little more than a couple, but you have to be aware that you can't just take your own equipment, though you can if it meets the qualifications. And sometimes, like wheelchairs are all different sizes. You want to make sure that the wheelchair fits through the doors of either the hotels that are, a handicap accessible, the cabins, the shower doors, and all those kind of things. So you have to do all that pre-research prior to departure.
Wow. It sounds like it's important to know something about it. Go CYTravel.com will get you access to Gwen's stories, and you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com. There's a link to Special Needs at Sea. The point that we're making to make you a little smarter traveler, if you're someone who has special needs, and look, I travel with a lot of mature travelers, a lot of older folks, and they make innumerable compromises with their bodies to travel. I'm starting to make some of those compromises myself on occasion. And so travel is something that people value, and so they're willing to go to great lengths. And people with, just because you have a handicap doesn't mean that you should get left behind. But in some cases, it's a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of moving parts to it. So having a travel agent or someone who knows what questions to ask. It's just like you just said, what if you got a wheelchair and you couldn't get it through the door? I mean, now Suddenly you've got this amazing problem that if you'd just had somebody who knew what they were doing. But anyway, for folks who are traveling with someone with special needs, it might be their first cruise, might be their first extended trip. Maybe you broke your leg or your ankle or something. You're not used to traveling this way. So find somebody who can help you get where you're going. Thank you, Gwen. Duncan?
Excellent. Thank you.
From Cordially Yours Travel, we will talk to you again in a couple weeks, my friend.
Okay, wonderful. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Again, follow along with the Travel Guys at TravelGuysRadio.com. Okay, going to take a little mini break, and when we come back, our radio drama will begin. If paint was sold like plane tickets, what might that kind of sound like? That's coming up next on the Travel Guys.
If you're buying paint from a hardware store, it might go something like this.
Hi there, how much is your paint?
Well, we have regular quality for $12 a gallon and premium for $18. How many gallons would you like, sir?
5 gallons of regular quality, please.
Well, great. That'll be $45 plus tax. And by the way, for a purchase of more than 4 gallons, we'll deliver it to your home and throw in stir sticks and a drop cloth for free. Just fill out your address here and we'll have it to you by the end of the day.
Well, thank you. That's great. You know, I'm going to tell everyone I know about you guys, and I'm painting the outside of my house next fall, and I'll make sure that my contractor buys your paint here.
And if you're buying paint from an airline, it might go something like this.
Hi, how much is your paint?
Well, sir, that all depends.
Depends on what?
Well, actually, a lot of things.
Well, how about giving me an average price?
Well, that's too hard a question. The lowest price is $9 a gallon, and we have 150 different prices up to $200 a gallon.
Well, what's the difference in the paint?
Oh, sir, there isn't any difference. It's all the same paint.
Well, then, I'd like some of that $9 paint.
Okay, well, then, first I need to ask you a few questions. When do you intend to use it?
Well, I want to paint tomorrow. It's my day off.
Oh, sir, the paint for tomorrow is $200 paint.
What? When would I have to paint in order to get the $9 version?
Well, you'd have to be painting in 3 weeks, sir, but you'd also have to agree to start painting before Friday of that week and continue painting until at least Sunday.
You've got to be kidding.
Sir, we don't kid around here. Of course, I'll have to check to see if we have any of that paint available before I can sell it to you.
What do you mean, check to see if you can sell it to me? You have shelves full of that stuff. I can see it from right here.
Sir, I'm so sorry, but just because you can see it doesn't mean we actually have it. It may be the same paint, but we only sell a certain number of gallons on any given weekend. Oh, and by the way, the price just went up to $12.
You mean the price went up literally while we're talking? Well, okay. In that case, I'll take your $12 paint.
Well, actually, the $12 variety is only available on our website. If you want to buy it here at the store, you'll be charged an additional $20 customer convenience fee.
Well, you mean if I go home and get it off the website, it's only $12?
That's correct, sir. Plus a credit card usage fee of $6, and then there's standard shipping and handling of $15.
What? So in other words, buying online would cost me almost exactly the same as what I have to pay right here in the store.
Well, I suppose so, but if you buy it here, you get to use it immediately. Online purchases take 10 days to get to you, plus you'll have to pay the optional $25 Express My Paint fee.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, sir, but it's academic anyway, as right now the $12 paint is completely sold out in both places.
Well, that's BS. I'm looking at shelves full of the stuff.
But that doesn't mean, remember, it's available for sale. We sell only a certain number of inventory introductory price cans on any given day. Oops, look at that. It just became available again, but at $17.50. I strongly recommend you purchase your paint as soon as possible, as it could go up again. How many gallons do you want?
Well, maybe 3 gallons. No, make it 4. I don't want to run out. Now, I assume I can return anything I don't open.
Oh, certainly, sir. The $12 paint is non-refundable, but if you return it within 48 hours, you'll be entitled to a $5 credit towards a future purchase of another gallon of the same color at the same or higher price.
No, that's crazy. Well, in that case, I'll just give any unopened amount of paint that I have to my brother, as he's going to be painting his house soon.
Oh, sir, no. You can't do that. Our terms and conditions, that's a little joke there, prohibit paint transfer. It's strictly for the use of the original purchaser.
Hey, wait a minute. I hadn't spotted those paint over there. The paint, it says paint sale, $9.99 a can. I see the sign right over there. Uh-huh. Now, that sounds like a much better deal for me.
Yes, but that's from our low-cost paint division. The asterisk denotes that the cans are actually half gallons, and the price is based on a minimum purchase of 2. There is also an additional environmental fee of $5 a can, a non-refundable can deposit of $3.50, a paint facility charge of $5, and if you want more than one color, the second has a $25 surcharge, and the third is $50 extra.
Near asterisk. This is utterly ridiculous. To hell with this. I'll buy what I need somewhere else.
Well, sir, you may be able to buy paint for some rooms from another store, but you won't be able to find paint for your connecting hall and stairway anywhere but here. And I should also point out to you, if you want a unidirectional paint, it is priced at $249 a gallon.
Wait a minute, I thought your most expensive paint was $199.
Oh, sir, that's only if you paint nonstop all the way around the room and back to the point at which you started. Stairways and hallways are considered one-way exceptions to the rule.
So, if I buy the $199 paint and use it in my hallway, what are you going to do about it? Send some goons to paint over it?
Oh, wow. I believe you're starting to get it now, sir. But no, please, that would be just plain silly. We'll simply charge you a direction adjustment fee.
Unbelievable. Okay, I'll take 5 gallons of paint.
And would you like a lid for your paint, sir?
Oh, let me guess. Extra, right? You know, the interesting thing about that little bit there, Mark told me before we did this, that this is like, what, 20 years old?
It is. It's that was sent to me by someone in the late 90s. And the funny thing is that the airlines still do business the way. And the ridiculous thing is, if you went down to the hardware store and tried to buy a can of paint under those or any other product under those same sorts of rules, how ridiculous you would seem it to be. So anyways, a copy of that, in case you're interested, can be found at travelguysradio.com. You can go there if paint was sold like plane tickets.
And the special thanks to Luis for doing the narrator and the special sound effects.
Absolutely. Because
thank you very much.
Because if not him, who else would it have been here on Super Bowl Sunday? So it's just about time for us to go home and watch the ball game.
No, and we're going to watch the halftime.
We are. And we're going to watch the commercials, because that's the tradition. Next week here, we are going to, you know, when I was roaming around in Hawaii a couple, 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
God, it's a rough life I lead. I had to spend time in Hawaii and Key West. Yeah.
Do I have time to explain why you were there? You had to actually go there,
uh-huh,
and have a good time and have your cinematographer,
yep,
filming you having a good time.
Well, not me specifically.
Well, all right.
But all the places that we go to on our trips.
All the places, yeah, eat all the meals, uh-huh, see all the stuff,
yeah,
and then cinematograph it.
Yes.
And then so that you can put it on your website so others can see how much fun it's going to be for them.
Yes, and hopefully in about 2 weeks. I just saw the draft of the video yesterday, so in about 2 weeks it should be ready. But yeah,
tough job.
And then Key West, we took a group of
another
sports leisure travelers. Yeah. Well, someone has to do this
all
kind
right
of stuff.
Anyway, what did you learn when you were in Hawaii?
In Hawaii, I went flight seeing over there on the island of Kauai, which is really a great experience. And the pilot there was kind of an interesting dude. And so we're going to try to talk to him next week. And we're going to go to Steelgrass Chocolate, which is some folks on the island of Kauai,
nice,
who make their own chocolate.
Mm.
And now they have their own chocolate. And they do a tour of their farm, which is really quite unique and a lot of fun if you ever go to the island. So we're going to have that on here next week.
Do they grow their own chocolate beans right there on the island?
They do.
Awesome.
They do. And it's on Kauai, and because you can grow just about anything there because it rains about half the time.
I saw a snapshot of you guys flying the oceans, looking at whales. You claimed that there was a whale down there. I couldn't see it in your photo. You ridiculed me and say, of course not.
We see it. We saw whales from the sky. We saw whales on the land. That was pretty spectacular. But if you ever go to Kauai, you definitely want to go flight seeing. And if you want to live vicariously through the travel guys, then you can come here next weekend, next Sunday, and we will take you to the island of Kauai. Truly one of the most beautiful places in these United States.
All righty. Well, let's see. That wraps it up. Don't forget now you can find everything we talk about usually at travelguysradio.com. If you'd like to sign up to be alerted when the podcasts are available, you can do that as well right there on our website. Mark, final word.
Remember, dance like nobody's watching.
Stay well, my friends. See you next time on the Travel Guys.
See